Mother of boy accused of blackface at Chiefs game speaks out, he is Native American. By Warner Todd Houston on November 29, 2023. The mother of the boy attacked by ultra-woke media outlet Deadspin for wearing face paint and an Indian feathered headdress at the Kansas City Chiefs game is speaking out against accusations that her boy is a racist who disrespected blacks and Native Americans. And she is noting that he actually has Native American heritage in his family. Shannon Armenta, mother of 9-year-old Chiefs fan Holden Armenta, is outraged over Deadspin's accusations. "This has nothing to do with the NFL," Armenta wrote in a Monday Facebook post. "Also, CBS showed him multiple times, and this is the photo people chose to blast to create division," she wrote, referencing the profile view photo of her son. "He is Native American, just stop already," she wrote. Unlike many who have some vague feeling that great-great-grandma was a Cherokee, Armenta noted that her son could not be a racist against Indians because he has Native blood in his family. Indeed, the boy's grandfather, Raul Armenta, has an official position in the Chumash tribe in Santa Ynez, California, where he sits on the board of the Chumash tribe, the post-millennial discovered. The grandfather is listed as a business committee member and was first elected to his position in 2016. You cannot be elected to a tribal position unless you have provable Native heritage. As Breitbart Sports reported, Deadspin and other members of the left-wing media were triggered over the boy's fan garb when he showed up at the Chiefs-Raiders game in Las Vegas last Sunday wearing a Travis Kelce jersey, a feathered Indian headdress and with his face painted in team colors, half red and half black. But the media consistently showed the boy in a profile photo showing only the left side of his face, which was painted black, and then they accused the boy of showing up to the game in blackface, a scurrilous and false accusation. Deadspin senior writer Karen Phillips, yes, he's a male Karen, blasted both the racist boy and the NFL for allowing him to be an NFL fan. Phillips accused the boy of doubling up on the racism by wearing blackface and an Indian headdress. "It takes a lot to disrespect two groups of people at once," Phillips added in his November 27th screed. "This is what happens when you ban books, stand against critical race theory, and try to erase centuries of hate," he railed. "You give future generations the ammunition they need to evolve and recreate racism better than before. The NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface, Native headdress," the headline of his article blares. Phillips blasted the league for not outlawing the Kansas City Chiefs tomahawk chop chant. "If the NFL had outlawed the chop at Chiefs games and been more aggressive in changing the team's name, then we wouldn't be here," he wrote. "While it isn't the league's responsibility to stop racism and hate from being taught in the home, they are a league that has relentlessly participated in prejudice," he added. Phillips, though, has not gotten away with his calumny without a reply. Even X posted a community note to the Deadspin post on its article, saying, "Blackface is the use of dark makeup to mimic and exaggerate the features of black people in order to ridicule them," and adding, "This fan's face is painted red and black to support the Kansas City Chiefs. Face paint is a popular practice at NFL games and is not related to blackface." Others blasted Deadspin and Phillips for lying about young Holden. Despite being fact-checked, though, Phillips doubled down and on Monday replied on X, writing, "For the idiots in my mentions who are treating this as some harmless act because the other side of his face was painted red, I could make the argument that it makes it even worse. Y'all are the ones who hate Mexicans but wear sombreros on Cinco." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.